It's time now for today's post-game coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, a 1992 Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Just call Ashton at 704-696-2424. Head coach Bob McKillop joining us here courtside. And coach, this was a game you trailed by 10 at the break, fought back, and then there was a late surge over probably the last 6 or 7 minutes by them offensively that you just couldn't overcome.
Well, you know, I couldn't be more proud of our guys. They laid it all on the line. They gave everything they had. We made mistakes, no doubt about it. We made some critical mistakes. We had it, and then we just didn't get Peyton and Jack shots in that one stretch. I think it was five in a row that possessions in which neither one of them got a shot. And, you know, we need to get them shots at that point when the game was on the line. I think it was we were up by 2 points or 4 points at that time. And, they locked us up. They did a great job of locking us up, and, you know, give them credit for that.
Talk about Peyton's play in particular. You mentioned the shots he didn't get, but he was quite efficient when he did. 27, 13 rebounds for the double-double and 5 assists.
He was sensational. He was extraordinary what he did tonight. Jack Gibbs' leadership, Jack Gibbs' toughness was as equally sensational. Jack was, just unbelievably tough tonight. And I thought our whole team was. Just thrilled with how they competed and fought and the toughness they showed.
When you look, Coach, at the numbers and the high, I mean, you look across the board at both sides shooting fairly well. You're close to 50%. They committed 60% on their home court. How frustrating is that when you compete like that, but they're out there making shots?
Well, I think a big part of it was the points off turnovers. We had just a little bit too many turnovers, and you know, we have 12 turnovers. We gave them too many points. I think they had close to 20 points on turnovers.
And what was happening during that run toward the end of the game where they were able to get that separation?
I just think we were fatigued. When you come back from a 10-point deficit like we did, and then you get the lead back, it takes its toll on you. Your gas tank gets emptied. And you look at the numbers that we played tonight, 40 for Jack, 32 for John, 40 for Peyton, 39 for Jack, 32 for John, and 33 for Rusty, and 27 for Keyshawn. That's a lot of minutes. And, you know, with the way their pace of their offense, in which they're constantly cutting, and, you know, that wears it at, wears us out. And we were not as fluid and as detailed as we needed to be offensively during crunch time. And that's the typical response at that point to their kind of offense, and historically that's what we've tried to do, and we've been successful at that, where at the 6-8 minute mark the teams are so tired of chasing us around, and they were getting fatigued for a while, but you look at the minutes their guys played, they had four of their guys play big time minutes.
There was one big positive you can extract from this loss. What do you put your finger on here?
Well, that our guys came back from a 10-point deficit, coming out of the locker room. They believed. They fought. And I think those are real positives.
Coach, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Jared.